The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Here we go.
It's a good day to get gone.
Good day. Well, it's a good day. We're going to huff and puff and blow your house down, or at least that's what it felt like last night here in New England. Severe weather. It is pouring. One of those cold, fall, clammy mornings.
I'm jealous. I want that.
Okay.
Why is the grass always greener? Like, yeah. People in California want that weather, and people on the East Coast want nice, sunny weather.
You won't want it if you're in it. It's
right.
Just like drenching. Just everything is drenched, and it's that cold, clammy late fall or mid-fall feeling. There are a lot of people in Massachusetts, Connecticut, Maine, Rhode Island that don't have power today. And so that's the way they start their day. Whether it's good, it'll be a good day. They'll learn from their experiences. That's always what's so good about having experiences, is you learn from them. Well, at least let's hope. Jennifer Horn is here to learn and to edumacate. Ken Kessler, also one of the edumacators on the Good Day program. This is not, we're not doing, I suppose maybe in a sense, sometimes people accuse me of sounding like a teacher on the air. That happened to be where my roots were. And I've done a lot of other things with my life. Radio has always been the thread, though, having been on the radio since I was 17 years of age. So you can do the math and figure it out. The conversations that we have here about what's going on are usually because they're two-way. We're looking for not consensus, but opinion on some of the important issues of the day. I find it hard to try to figure out what's going on in Canada. This gunman who killed a soldier there, and then he was killed in gunfire. That sort of thing doesn't usually happen in Canada. Is there some background story that people... this was related or not related to the incident the other day where there was... didn't somebody driving a car run into some soldiers or something? Do I remember that? So not necessarily vaguely, Kenny, but I do remember
something
else.
I think it was on Monday, wasn't it?
Was it Monday? Yeah. So what the heck's going on in Canada? Those of you that we have some listeners in Canada, what do you say? Or what say you, 888-302-3684. That almost becomes corny, doesn't it? When
a
you
little
do
bit,
that?
A.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit, yeah, a little bit. A little bit, A. The prime minister there says the shooting was a terrorism. So these two different attacks in the past 3 days against members of the military seem to have taken Canadians aback, as it were.
Yeah, because Canada, I mean, you don't see them get attacked.
No.
You know, they just kind of hang out there. They're almost Switzerland-esque, where they're just kind of like,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. There. They're Canada. Yeah.
So the question is, did ISIS have a hand in this? Are there more attacks coming? Are there other gunmen? A lot of different questions. The Canadians, according to the Prime Minister, will not be intimidated. The ISIS people seem to be upset that the Canadians have joined the U.S. So why are they doing terrorism up there if they're angry at us?
No,
they're angry at the Canadians.
It's a war against the West more than anything, I think. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, according to some reports, Canada had raised its threat level because of the chatter.
Yes. Yep.
Targeting ISIS, or targeting Canada by,
yep,
ISIS. So,
mm-hmm, yeah.
For whatever reason, I mean, gosh, why do they do any of this? The target was Canada.
The world is a crazy place. The everyday headlines now are about attacks, killings. We have Ebola, which seems to be the craziest of all things.
Girls running to Syria to join ISIS?
Yeah, right. What the heck is that all about? Scandals galore here, there, and everywhere. And then meaningless statements from meaningless politicians condemning the shootings as outrageous. We have to remain vigilant.
Yeah. Well, and that's true. I think, I mean, this is not a regular war that you would fight with the state.
But why are we at war? Why are we fighting?
I don't
Why?
Know that we want to be at war. I don't think that we necessarily, I think maybe our administration doesn't think we're at war. I don't think Americans think we're at war, but I think there's
I think war
put on us because these people don't like our way of life and they're threatening.
And you know, sometimes their reason for not liking us makes sense, but that doesn't mean this is the way to fix your grievances any more than in personal circumstances. A big fight with people that you love is going to fix the problem. It seems that we have the ability, we have the capability, we have a mind, we can think, we can listen, we can reason, or at least that's what you'd like to think. Can you reason through differences that you have? And is that part of the reason that we're all here? To figure out how to reasonably interact. Is that part of the story of the family of man? When you get right down to it, there are a lot of questions that come from philosophers, psychologists, as to why are we here? Why is the human race here? Why has God or the infinite intelligence created the universe? Where did that come? Was there a supreme being before the Big Bang, if that's where everything came from, or wherever you, you can keep piling this stuff on and get a headache. But think about all the problems we have in life. The personnel problems that you have in your company, Jennifer, all brought about because of people and the different way that they think. Egos, perhaps, get in the way. You know, you have...
But see, the problem is that you and I can think like that, Dougie. Mm-hmm. Not everybody does.
No, I know that. But why doesn't everybody?
I don't know. Maybe they're not as evolved. You never know.
But why is there... But why? Why are there problems? Why... Is it that just we can't figure out how to get along?
What solid thinking people like you have to be aware of is that there are a lot of people who, for whatever reason, reasons that we can't answer, wanted to either be their way or the highway. Mm. And that's true in business. That's true with ISIS. That's true with a lot of different things. And so we have to acknowledge, okay, can you change those people? No. Well, then you better get ready to fight those people. I think, you know, you and I like to look for the good that comes out of some stories. And I think one that came out of this event yesterday, did you hear about the guy that actually took down the shooter?
What, in Canada?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit, but tell us more.
He was the sergeant of arms, actually. Mm-hmm. He's the guy that you see in the photo opportunities,
right,
holding like the weird old-looking sword and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And from the accounts, he's the one that took his gun and went down there and took care of this guy. He's almost equivalent to like the police chief, I guess. That's what the sergeant of arms means in Canada. So it's a decorated position. He was a Mountie, but now, you know, he's an older guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, 55, 60 years old, and now he's this sergeant of arms. And so he went down there, and he's the one that kind of saved the day.
Yeah. I need a drink.
Martini or coffee?
Yeah, I think coffee probably will do me. I actually don't drink coffee, but maybe I'll start drinking coffee.
You don't drink martinis either.
I don't, in fact. Maybe I should start drinking them, too. Maybe have
You've got issues all the way around with
Oh, my God.
Coffee, martinis, come on.
So how would it be if you mixed a martini with a BuzzBox coffee?
They do actually. I shouldn't. Because they do actually. Yeah, they do coffee flavored martinis.
Do they? How do they taste?
Chocolate too. Like you coffee. Would love a chocolate martini. Oh what my I? Gosh, it's like dessert.
Get looped. All right, let me give you a. Let me bounce into a conversation about BuzzBox coffee for a minute. As long as I sort of was going down that street, the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and you can get your first supply of BuzzBox coffee free by calling 866-456-7805. That's too fast, Doug. Please go slowly. 866-456-7805. You heard free, right? You got the number. 866-456-7805. And you heard free. And you heard BuzzBox. And you heard coffee. And you heard official. And you heard good day. What else do you need to know?
Did I tell you my BuzzBox, my latest?
No.
Okay, so the other day, I was running out, of course, because that's my MO. I'm always running somewhere, right?
Right, yep.
Here comes the postman, and he's like, oh, you have a new postman, ma'am. He said that they delivered your mail, but they forgot this box. And so, you know, my old mailman comes in, like, on his steed to deliver this box. And so, I take the box, put it in my car. I don't even look at it. I don't even know what it is.
Did you smell it in the car?
Did it? soon as the door shut.
Right.
And my car still smells delicious. It's awesome.
You love the smell of good coffee. You love the smell of BuzzBox coffee. And you'll love the fact that you can get started taking the BuzzBox challenge by getting the first pound free. Jennifer has long since gone through her free BuzzBox coffee, but it is so good. And this is not cheap coffee because it's the best coffee in the world. But if you're really a coffee...
Yeah, cheap coffee doesn't smell like that.
No. Mm-hmm. If you're really serious about your coffee, then get serious about BuzzBox coffee and help out several situations which you can see profiled in the BuzzBox orange box at DougStefan.com. Sign up there or call 866-456-7805. Join the thousands of Good Day listeners who have made BuzzBox their coffee of choice, starting out with that free box, that free sample of BuzzBox coffee. 866-456-7805 is how you get started.
I'm a state-of-the-art 60-inch flat-screen TV. And I mean, not to brag or anything, but if a burglar ever breaks into this place, I'm pretty certain I'm the first thing he's going to steal. I mean, it's not like he's going to take that recliner over there. Or that coffee table.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit Geico.com today.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
Your local Health Mart Pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart Pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The Doug Stefan Good Day Program. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, and Doug with Eddie in the St. Are you in the Virgin? You're in St. John's or St. Thomas?
St. John, man.
All right, sir. So what do you think about the... I asked the question about whether we were actually at war or why we were at war. What do you think?
Well, the lady asked the question, it's what kind of war? It's some kind of war. And my short answer was blowback. And I referred to the speech made by the new president of Egypt about a month ago that after 200 or 300 years of Western powers going around the so-called third world countries, taking their resources, influencing their people, moving them around like chess pieces, people don't want to take it anymore.
Yep.
They sent their...
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. I think a lot of people don't understand history. The Americans ostensibly didn't do it. The British certainly did. And that was what the British, that's where the British, the United Kingdom came from, all of their aggression. They were very aggressive. And people argue that they were the most aggressive country in the history of the planet. The Dutch did it. Certainly the French did it. The Spanish did it. Yes. And people are tired of it. We are doing too much of it in the name of oil. So there's a lot to what you've said. George, in Evansville, Indiana, what say you, sir?
Well, I say we're at war.
Okay, we're at war. So how do we have to stay at war? Why are we at war?
Problem is oil.
Oil. And is that something you approve of?
No.
No. So we should use our own oil and not go trying to take other people's. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but I'm hearing that, I think. Is that what you're thinking and saying?
Well, I firmly believe we produce enough in this country to take care of ourselves.
All right, sir. Thank you. 21 after the hour.
Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I thought you'd like to get into this, Jennifer, a little bit.
I am, and Dougie O, you have the swagger of a champion.
Yeah, sure I do. Right. Britney Spears is making some serious news because she's making some serious money. Exactly. She has made headlines scoring a Las Vegas residency last year, inking a $30 million deal for 2 years in her car. But because Ms. Spears' Pieces of Me show has already surpassed everybody's expectations during its first run, Britney is now going to make even more money. How much more, you ask?
According to a source, instead
of the current ballpark of about $300,000 a show, she will make almost $500,000 a show.
Peanuts.
And that Celine Dion makes $1,000 more, somewhere in the $475,000 to $500,000 per show, per night. So if you're on stage for four nights, you make $2 million a week times the year. It's $100 million a year for doing what? A 2 hour show? How long is that show? I mean, you got to prepare for it. That's
it's probably about an hour and a half, 2 hours, I'd imagine.
Right. So, it's kind of phenomenal. She's 32 years old. $1 million if she does two shows a week, four shows a week. She does $2 million. God love her.
Let's give her props. She's reinvented herself.
Absolutely.
And she's gotten her life back on track.
Yep. She deserves the credit for figuring out how to get it done. 26 after the hour, we all need to be working on figuring out how to get it done, whatever it is. The situation now calls for a smile. And so we have a couple of late night shows are on reruns, but Conan's not, neither is Craig Ferguson.
Hey, Bo, oh, it seems like, you know, it seems like this crisis is starting to fade a little
bit. Right.
And this
is calming down.
Calming down. The CDC says anyone flying to the U.S. from Ebola-infected countries will be monitored for 3 weeks. That's their new policy. Of course, here in Los Angeles, monitoring a sick person for 3 weeks is known as a reality show.
Big political protest going on in Hong Kong. Today, things got real. The protesters were visited by Kenny G. You know a protest is peaceful, though, when it brings in the king a smooth jazz set. G tweeted his support for the protesters, and the Chinese government have been furious, and they responded the only way that they can really get that they used Enya.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's Ellen yesterday commenting about the Toys R Us Breaking Bad toy figure sale.
Have you heard of what's going on with Toys R Us? Apparently, the store has started selling Breaking Bad action figures. Some of them come with toy money and a bag of toy meth. Those are the ones that aren't as fun. But a woman in Florida started a petition asking the stores to remove them because they're a bad influence on children. Toys R Us is defending itself because they say that the action figures are in the adult section, which is for people 15 or older. Because we all know that meth is okay once you turn 15. That's totally fine. First of all, who knew that Toys R Us had an adult section? I didn't. I didn't know that. What else is in there? Is it the meth is between the cigarettes and the tie-me-up Elmo? Or I have to say, I agree. I mean, selling those toys is methed up. I think it is.
That's food for thought. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie. Coming right up, what do you think about the way Alison London Grimes in Kentucky refused to say, running for the Senate, whether she voted for President Obama in 2012?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then somehow my hand. My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and Ron Reagan. Didn't Democratic Senate candidate Alice London Grimes make a clean mistake by refusing to admit she had voted for the Democratic nominee for president, his name is Barack Obama, in 2012?
Yeah, yes, you look a little silly. You're not answering a direct question. We all know why she's not answering the direct question. Obama, unpopular in Kentucky. She doesn't want to seem, you know, like a clone of Obama and lose votes that way. Okay. In fact, though, as a matter of principle, she is correct. We do have a secret ballot in this country. We should not be required to divulge which individuals we have voted for. Now, if you wanted to ask a senator or a congressman about legislation they voted for, that's a completely different thing. That's what they do for a living.
Should she have said, look, I'm a Democrat. Of course, I always vote for the Democrat because I embrace their philosophy. But, you know, the issue in the future is blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's exactly how I would have answered that question. Sure, I voted for President Obama. He's the head of my party. He's our president. I don't agree with some of the policies he's undertaken. But here's how I'm going to be a different vote in Washington as your next senator. Boom. Done. Over. The issue here is now we're sitting here talking about it. We're talking about it all over the country.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Christie and
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Your way through the day, are you? George Brett and company are smiling. He and Rush Limbaugh at one point in time were thinking about buying the Royals. Whatever happened to that? Anybody know? Ken Kessler is here monitoring social media and also commenting, as usual, with his thoughts and experiential information. Jennifer Horn, also an experientialist. Yada, yada. So, the World Series continues with turnaround, and that's what they say, right? Turnaround is fair play. Was the score
that
last
was a great
night?
Game.
Like
7-2, I think.
7-2. So they did just about the same thing to the Giants last night as the Giants did to them on the first night of the World Series.
I don't think it's going to be the easy series that people think. I know our very own Rich McFadden has been saying he thinks that the Giants will handily take the Royals, but I think it's going to actually be like a 7-gamer. We'll see.
What does McFadden know? 888-30. Come on. 888-302-3684. Weather today is, I was talking about this in the last half hour, but I have been outside a couple of times, and it is just one of those, first of all, the amount of rain that has fallen in the last 24 hours here where I am, and in the Northeast in general, from New York State on up, has set a number of records according to the National Weather Service, and the weather like this is going to continue for, a good part of the day. The winds are blowing and howling. Temperature is not real cold in the 40s, but when you go outside and you have that wind and rain and that temperature blowing around, you just, when you get wet, you just feel like you're, it's almost like it's over, right? You just carry that water around with you. There has been it was not a near drought, but there in the last month or two, the end of the summer certainly was dry. And so a lot of people think this is the way to replenish water supplies before it gets cold. And that's, not a bad way of thinking about it. Coming up for you today, what's the most important thing for you today, Jennifer?
Oh, boy, for me?
Yeah.
Just doing some work today. Got another little fill-in show later on today. You know, lots of fun stuff to do.
Really? All right.
Yeah. I'll be a busy girl. How's that?
Busy girl. That's good. Productive and busy. That's important. All right, Kenny.
Looking at a building today. Oh boy.
You're gonna do what?
Looking at a new building, a new home for CRN, maybe.
Oh really? So. Jennifer and her father Michael run the CRN Digital Talk. I still haven't gotten your new email address straightened out yet. I don't.
CRNTalk.com.
All right. That's good. Thank you. Now the world knows the rest of the story.
It's on the website. There you go.
Kenny, what's on your plate today?
Thursday is my busy day. I've got, I work on putting together the countdown show for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what about you, folks? What's your day today all about? Are you going to spend all day tracking what's going on with Ebola? Or are you going to do as somebody suggested?
Yeah.
You are, really?
I'm going to just stay home, hunker down, and track Ebola all day.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aren't you?
You'd be wasting a lot of your time. No, I don't give it much thought, frankly, other than the time we spend talking about it on the air. I look at what the feds are doing to keep the disease from spreading into our country. So they say, I look at some reports and say it'll die out of its own. That's hard to imagine looking at the numbers, but who knows? I mean, that's what... Did AIDS die? It didn't really die out, but it certainly hasn't been. It isn't the problem it was. So
it's still an issue, and it's still incurable, but people have found, the doctors have found a way to prolong the HIV stage, I think, of...
Well, mostly by finding drugs. How many different drugs? I was looking around at, first of all, a survey of hospitals. A lot of them doubt that they can handle Ebola if they had a number of cases that came in. So I don't know about whether that feels good to you or it doesn't feel good to you. What really it's all about, there still is, I think, a lot of information that has not come forward about this one way or the other. We're getting all of the, don't you need to know more about this? Don't you feel like you need to know more? The local thing, I'm looking at the Boston newspapers this morning, Ebola in Connecticut. 9 people who may have been exposed to the Ebola virus are being quarantined at home, monitored by health authorities. 3 are Yale University students. The others are from one family. They had all traveled to West Africa. So the Texas Task Force on Ebola, trying to get together, hold public hearings there, and the people in Connecticut are looking at it and say, well, maybe we should do that here because the rumors are spreading about who's contracted the disease. Do these people really have it? Anybody that comes into an emergency room with a fever now, everybody, whoa! Especially if his skin is dark. Dark-skinned people with a fever, man. They jumping around in the ERs all over the country.
Well, I don't know if that's true, but I mean, you can tell the difference between people from the U.S. and people from not from here, I think. But don't you think that's better than
what do you,
have
I don't
the
know what
bumbling?
You mean. Not in
well,
that,
I don't think
not
they're true. Profiling every black person that walks into an emergency room.
With a fever? Are you kidding?
You can tell the difference between Americanized and not.
Whether you're black and you don't have a fever.
Wouldn't you rather have them acting in a sensitive fashion as opposed to the way they acted in Dallas where they sent someone to go home?
Right.
I mean, I would rather have them all over people with the fever.
I wasn't being critical. I'm just saying that the thing is my main point, whether I made it or I didn't make it well, is that this is a situation that if not handled properly, and I don't even know what that means, the emergency rooms and hospitals in general will quickly be overwhelmed because they don't have the staff, they don't have the equipment, they don't have the ability to deal.
Because you have to be isolated. I mean,
right, the isolation rooms. How many hospitals have isolation rooms? Do most hospitals have? I'm thinking about my local hospital here in Framingham. I don't think it has an isolation room. My basement may be more secure than whatever's going on at that hospital.
Hey, are you volunteering?
Yeah. There's a few boxes down there.
Good PR for the show.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. What's the main track? Do we have to follow Ebola comments? You got some other things that are cooking there, Kenny.
I've got some Ebola comments. I've got some comments on Oscar Pistorius and Bill Cosby.
Let's see Bill Cosby. For those of you who don't know the story, there was a comedian whose name escapes me, and I'm not even sure that it's that important, who brought up the Bill Cosby rape charges from a number of years ago. Supposedly, there are 13 or 14 of them, and they were all dealt with in 2006, 2007, somewhere in there, and they go back a long ways. So this guy, trying to be funny, accuses Cosby again, and so a lot of people on social media are talking about it, right?
Yeah, it's gone. The word doesn't mean anything anymore, but it's gone viral. Nobody knew who this comedian was before, and in his act, he even said that if you Google Bill Cosby and rape, you will get a lot more results than if you Google my name.
Really?
Jones says, this is all old news. Cosby had admitted to a daughter out of marriage. Mm-hmm. Rumors have surrounded his womanizing for years, usually with much younger women. My issue is how he pontificates, often negatively, with on the black experience while his own house is not in order. He's, of course, entitled to do this, but he also leaves himself open as being a hypocrite.
I don't know what it means, he's the black experience. What's that got to do with rape? Is that person suggesting that people who are black are more likely to either get raped or to be rapists? What does that mean?
I think she's saying that he's critical of a community when he's got a lot of stuff. But like, he's not perfect. You know, he's living in a glass house and throwing stones.
Who among us? This is something that really is getting under my skin lately.
Yeah, there's nobody that's perfect.
Who among us is perfect, for God's sakes? We all have a past. We all have crap and crud and junk in our past. Not that means that if he pulled off some of the stuff that people have accused him of, that's cool. It's not at all. But you take it to a lesser degree and think about what really makes us all tick. And my God, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could all find perfection? People, does Bill Cosby have no merit whatsoever? He's entertained a lot of people over the years, and so did he really
take away his personal life for a second? Here's the thing: he's a black man who is very successful in a time when it wasn't always easy for black people to be successful, and he's built a career for himself. And he's one of the funniest guys that I've ever seen and had the chance to meet. And you have him come out and make some commentary on society that might inspire a black person who feels that there's no hope and that they're stuck in their community and that they can't get out, and people are going to insult him. Just because he's got all that stuff going on personally, and I don't defend him if any of it's true, but you know, if he's someone who's talking from a place of success and trying to inspire a community that needs it, why get on him? I don't know. I think this guy's trying to make a name for himself.
Of course he did. And I didn't know who he was until this, and I don't think he's funny. I think he's a jerk, but I know who he is now.
Well, I think a lot of it, too, is that Cosby comes across very condescending
sometimes
when he talks about this. And he talks about teenagers, and he talks about that blacks make mistakes and get involved in crime, and it makes their entire race look bad when they make these bad decisions. And that's been sort of his soapbox for like the last 10 years or so. Mm-hmm. But it's like he's saying this even though he's been doing these things.
Yeah, but everybody is, and that's the thing, everybody has something in their closet. And I think that the fact that he actually is trying to reach out to inspire movement, maybe in a way that we don't understand, but he's trying to inspire people to do something good, I don't think that's necessarily bad. But I will say I've met him, Dougie.
Yeah.
And I could see how he could be construed as a womanizer. I mean, he put his head in my lap when I met him the first time.
Great.
But in a funny, nice way. I mean, I didn't ever feel threatened or, you know, harmed in any way.
More.
I don't know. No, I didn't say that.
Okay. 16 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. If you're over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure, Heart Factors Plus comes to the rescue. Your blood pressure is too high, you want to normalize it. Call 800-577-8560. Your blood pressure is normal, you want to keep it that way? Call 800-577-8560. Want to take advantage of an offer on the best-selling supplement we've ever talked about on the Good Day program, then call 800-577-8560. The product is Heart Factors Plus. Gets blood into your muscles, your heart, your brain, pumps it around, does the things that you need to keep your body healthy. You need blood everywhere. You need to stay strong, and this is the way to do it. Keep your innards strong, the blood pressure where it's supposed to be. All those things are direct results of using Heart Factors Plus, which is basically arginine, nitric oxide, expanding your veins. That's what it does. Gets the blood around, boost nitric oxide levels. What did I say? They call it nitric oxide. What did I say before? I think I said nitric oxide. Whatever it is, that's what it is, what arginine is. Blood pressure. Do the right thing. Use Heart Factors Plus. Get it for you, your spouse, people in your family who are in their 40s and older. 800-577-8560. And when you call for Heart Factors Plus, mention my name and you get a free bottle. So you get 4 months worth of Heart Factors Plus for the price of three at 800-577-8560. Have I made myself clear? Ready to call? Do it now. 800-577-8560.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
This is Ann.
Smells good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. And that's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up.
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Hit the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center. In-store or at guitarcenter.com.
This is a report by Honda. Shopping for a new SUV? You're not alone. The small SUV and crossover segment is one of the fastest growing car segments, making up 12.1% of all new car sales. This is an increase from 11.2% in 2011 and a jump from 2007 when it only made up 6.7% of the market. So you may want to hear who Motor Trend just announced as its 2015 Sport Utility Vehicle of the Year. Editor-in-Chief Edward Lowe.
The 2015 Honda CR-V impressed our judges with its extensive list of delightful design and thoughtful engineering improvements. Our editors were especially impressed by Honda's responsive and efficient, continuously variable transmission and sophisticated safety system, particularly the smart and seamlessly integrated lane-keeping assist system. Efficient, practical, and a joy to drive, the 2015 Honda CR-V does virtually everything well.
Motor Trend bases its decision off of six criteria, including advancement in design, efficiency, engineering excellence, performance of intended function, safety, and value. For more, visit MotorTrend.com.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Extend the life of your engine after 75,000 miles with the proven protection of MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Comes from Valvoline. 140 years of experience under your hood. It's 11 before the hour. Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. Who's Dominic Adesanya? Adesanya. You know who he is, Jennifer?
No idea, Doug.
Dominic Adesanya. Kenny, you know who he is probably, right?
Sounds familiar.
Dominic Adesanya, Adesanya is the latest person to jump over the fence of the White House.
Right.
Yesterday.
Ah, that's his name, yes.
The fence jumpers now, it's going to be an Olympic event for fence jumping. White House
beat up the dogs, though. That made me mad.
He got, yeah. He what?
He beat up the Secret Service
dogs. I thought he got bitten by the dogs.
Well, I know, but then he beat him up. He started hitting at him to get him away from him. They had to go to the vet.
What would you do if a dog started to bite you?
Beat the crap out of him. But he's the one that was jumping the fence doing something wrong. Leave the dogs alone.
What was he trying to do? Why'd he jump the fence? What's his deal? Because what?
Probably just to see if he could, right?
No, I think he has another one of these. There's a plethora of, and that's what makes it another one of these things. Why do people run for these kind of offices? There's so many complications, and it gets more complicated all the time, especially when the people that are supposed to be doing the job aren't. So the fact that somebody else jumped over the fence, still, hello, Secret Service, where are you? 51 after the hour.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
After the hour now, no gazing into the sun. One of the things that's really amazing, before we get into tech talk time, ever really contemplated that the sun is about 93, 94 million miles away from us, and yet you can't look at it? It's so bright, so strong, the energy is so powerful, that if you look at it directly, it'll burn the retinas in your eye. That's why you can't look. Have you ever tried to do that, Kenny? Look directly into the sun?
Not for long.
No. Jennifer, you ever try to look at the sun? Look directly into the sun.
They tell you not to.
No, because it's so powerful, it's so strong. Isn't that amazing?
But it's a bummer because then they tell you stuff like, oh, there's going to be an eclipse today. And how are you going to look at it if it burns your eyeballs out?
Don't look at it.
Don't even tell me.
Don't look at it. All right, that's about and a half. Okay, it's a Tech Talk time on the Good Day program at 6 minutes before the hour. Shelley Palmer is our technology expert, and he's going to be here in a moment to talk with you about downloading and borrowing e-books from your local library. I don't even know why libraries still exist. We're building a new one, an $8 million library named after Krista McAuliffe, who was born and raised in Framingham.
I love libraries. And now you can take your devices there and download stuff. It's
but
great.
What's the point?
Then you don't have to pay for books. I mean, it's still expensive to download books.
Why have a building? You can go to the pizza shop and download them. We have to go to
meeting place, Dougie.
Okay, but you can't talk.
Come on.
You can't talk.
Oh, that must be why you don't like it, right?
That's
like, what is this building where I can't talk?
Yeah, that's a big idea. All right, anyway, so Shelley brings us up to date. Downloading and borrowing e-books from your local library. That focus next here on Good Day.
This is Ann.
Smells good.
From the bakery to the market. morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. That's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up!
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. This fall, find products to suit the season for less. Like Hershey's Peanut Butter Kiss Cookie Kit. 66 cookies at just 14 cents a cookie. 4 pounds of Honeycrisp apples for $8.98. That's just $2.25 a pound. And a festive 32-inch decorated holiday wreath for just $49.98 to help you transition flawlessly from fall to winter. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, do you know how easy it is to borrow ebooks from your local library? Head to your library to check if they have a digital library and make sure you have a valid library card. After linking your library card to their digital library, you'll be able to browse selections on your computer, Android, or iDevice. If your library uses OverDrive, the most popular service for U.S. libraries, books that show up with a solid black book icon are available, while gray icons mean the title is checked out. To borrow a book, tap the icon and choose Borrow. The title shifts to your bookshelf and is ready for download. If the book you want is checked out, you can tap the book icon and place a hold on the book. Just get your name on a waiting list and you'll get an email when it's ready to check out. Best of all, if you're reading with a Kindle or Kindle app on your device, you can manage your library books through your Amazon account. Happy reading! Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey neighbor, did you know LED bulbs save energy and can last for over 20 years? It's true. So stop by your neighborhood Ace to stock up and save on the best bulbs for the best price. Get dimmable LED 60-watt equivalent bulbs by Fite for just $5.99 after $2 instant savings with Ace Rewards Card. So you can save today and tomorrow. Now through October 31st at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Survey time. Nearly 3/4 of American adults who use the internet have witnessed online harassment. 40% have experienced it themselves. What kind of sick reality is that? Online harassment. Can you imagine that?
No.
3/4, 75% of American adults who are online have witnessed some kind of harassment.
I feel like you and I need to harass each other so we're not left out.
No, well, I don't want to be harassed, thanks. Okay. And I don't want to harass anybody either. I just think this
it's kind of going to be boring.
Kind of sick. Well, is that what life has come to? It's. I know you're teasing, but that's really...
This
is a sicky-poo reality. 59...
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.